Bill's Focus is presented by Atwal Eye Care, the official LASIK provider of the Buffalo Bills.
Carrying consistent play into the game. That's the aim for the Buffalo Bills. After two straight days of practice in Latrobe with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the same team they're going to take on Saturday night at Heinz Field. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, for Buffalo's offense, those 2 days of practice in Latrobe really helped them turn a page with their passing game, where it looks like it's going to be what they want it to be come the regular season.
Yeah, I think so. I think they've turned the corner when it comes to the passing game. It appeared anyway, Chris, with really the best back-to-back days that E.J. Manuel and his receiving targets have had since training camp began. And they did it against the Steelers defense, in which they did not know what was going to come at them from down to down. Now the challenge is to duplicate that success in a preseason game against those very same Steelers.
I thought we did a pretty good job throwing the ball last time we played in the game. So we want to continue to carry that over. I'm not sure how much I'll play, but the reps that we are in, we want to make sure we look good. I feel like all of our receivers can go out and make plays, can get open against any DB in the league. So I think as we can we continue to build that trust with each other, it's going to be a beautiful thing for our offense.
Pittsburgh's 3-4 front will be a welcome look for Buffalo's offense. They know they're going to face some 3-4 teams during the regular season, including one in their own division. They're hopeful that the exposure to the Steelers scheme will have them ready for the regular season.
It's a good week for us because usually we're going against a 4-3 defense, Jim Schwartz's defense, but going against a 3-4 Okie front this week, it's definitely going to be a good test for us. Later on during the year, we have more three-down teams like Kansas City, Houston, Jets, three-down. So it's good for us to get this working right now.
Buffalo's starting defense has done pretty well against the run so far in preseason, allowing just 2.1 yards per carry. But they go up against a strong power running game when the Steelers, especially from LeGarrette Blount, who ran wild against the Bills in the regular season finale when he ran for the Patriots last year. Brandon Spikes, Buffalo's primary run stuffer, says he wants this run defense to get even better as the preseason moves along.
I wouldn't say, a lot of people been praises, but we got a long way to go. They've been decent. A lot of times we give up 2 and 3 yards, but it could have been tackles for loss. So we want to get to that point, and that's what we got to build on. So that, me personally, I want to, get the best out of everybody and, maximize this defense.
The coaches came away from their time with the Steelers with great player tape for evaluation. Those evaluations will continue on Saturday night in the game. And Coach Marone says final decisions on players are not far behind.
We'll look at it from a cumulative standpoint from the 2 days plus the game. Because I think now the part, at least for us, where, there'll be some separation, from players. And, we'll have to make decisions, obviously, after the third preseason game. The roster gets cut down after that. And then the following week we'll have the roster. And I think things go, after this game, it'll go quick.
Well, there's a good chance Craig Urbick is going to flip over and play left guard in this game. That's where he was during the practices with the Steelers with Chris Williams out, which means Cyril Richardson will be likely to get the start at right guard. Other notables not expected to play in this one include Marquise Goodwin and Tony Moiaki. Both of them have hamstring injuries. Murph, in this one, what is the key thing you're going to be looking for?
Well, first of all, you got to start thinking about the roster cutdowns, which are really now approaching 10 days away from the first cutdown to 75. So there are some players who need to make a move, and they need to make a move quickly. But I'd like to see more cohesion from the offensive line that you talked about, even with all the shuffling of personnel. I'd like to see continued development of the passing game and more targets for Mike Williams and especially Sammy Watkins. No matter who's throwing them the football, I think the Bills still have some work to do in the passing game.
I'd like to see that first-team offense finally punch it into the end zone. They've been down there 3 times in the preseason, and they are 0-for-3 in terms of putting 6 on the board instead of 3. So they've got to get that corrected as we get closer and closer to the regular season. Kickoff is set for 7:30. Murph will have the call on the radio side with Mark Kelso on the Bills Radio Network. We'll have full postgame coverage here on BuffaloBills.com. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus, presented by Atwal Eye Care.